this week on Your Mom's House.
I'm polite, but I don't like intimacy.
I don't either.
Or familiarity.
Do you feel like you should be able to give the gift of dental work for like Christmas gifts?
Yeah.
I wouldn't let him touch my Amazon box when it came into the mail.
Is that what you call your asshole?
Welcome to Your Mom's House.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Alfida Singh, welcome. To another episode of Your Mom's House podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for viewing us on the YouTubes. That's a nice jacket you got there, Jean.
Thanks. I'm going for a new look.
What's the look?
Just like corporate lady, like HR vibes.
But HR, accounting vibes.
I like to
vibes.
Have fun too, yeah. You know?
Right. That's what the necklace is all
about. Yeah. It tells people I shop on Etsy. I like to shop on Etsy.
I put on a collared shirt for today's
episode.
You know why? It's finally August. And
is August your favorite month?
It's a wonderful month, yeah.
Yeah, it's just hot as can be.
Getting ready for school. Going back to school was always an exciting time for me to get ready to go back to school. That month is so full of dread when you're a kid. Like when you see August and you hit August and you're like, fuck. And then the countdown starts. You're like, God damn it. I got to pretend to want to learn again. Like it's just the worst.
And like schools can't just be like, here's the first day. They have to do like, well, the day before is Popsicle Friday. And then the lead up is pajama. It's like, no, just fucking go for it, man.
Kind of a faded memory. And then having kids now and talking to them, I'm like, hey, how you feel about school? And they're like, I hate school. And then, you know, Julian's like, it's the worst. I hate it. Sitting there, they talk.
Yeah.
Hate it. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's how you're supposed to feel about school.
Yeah.
And I go, no, it's great. And they're like, why? I don't do anything. They tell you stupid numbers. And you're like, yeah,
that's the right feeling. You have to learn stuff. Why? So that you can be smart. Why?
Yeah, it's always why.
So you're not a fucking
loser. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Can I, you know what's funny too? They're always like, oh, you grew so much over the summer. But it's really just 2 months.
It's not that long.
So like, but it's not the summer that made you grow. You know what I'm saying? Well,
what
like,
made you grow?
It's just time, like 2 months.
That's what time is.
It's just two months of your life, and you change so much.
Wait, what?
I'm just thinking that if, like, I don't go without seeing our kids for 2 months generally.
Yeah,
it is drastic when you don't see a little kid.
Generally go that long?
Generally speaking,
every 2 months you see them.
No, I don't go.
You
that
don't
long.
Go. I got you. Yeah. So you're saying that when 2 months go by,
it's startling when you see these little fuckers back. You're like, oh my God.
Did you ever change a lot over 2 months?
I always did. My mother would be like, you grow so much in the summertime. And that's why she would send me to like Tarzana Park day camp and stuff, like all these shitty day camps. You're going to learn, going to grow.
I gained a lot of weight over one summer, I think.
What did you do? You just stayed home?
No, I went to Peru and I was supposed to stay back and just train with the team, and I was like, I'm going to Peru. And my coach was like, you're going to Peru? And I was like, yeah, my mom's from there. And he was like, oh.
So weird, right?
And then he gave me this jug, this huge jar, and it just written in marker, it said protein and carbs. And I would, because he was like, you need to gain weight. And then I would make these shakes, and I wasn't training enough to be eating those shakes. I was making like two a day. And then I showed up in August for a sophomore year, and he was like, whoa. He's like, I guess you ate those shakes. I'm like, yeah, I didn't train enough. I mean, I gained, you know, weight across the board, but I came back 210. I think I left at like 185.
Damn.
So I put on like 25 pounds.
That you ate a lot of Peruvian food too, I'm assuming, when you're.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Peruvian food is not really gonna, it's clean, you know, it's like fish and then it's like normal portions, but I was just like pounding down those shakes and we weren't like hitting the gym, you know,
we would
find one and use it for a day or two.
I mean, I got my titties one summer. That's
a lot of weight. That's probably 40 pounds.
Yeah. I feel like I went from a no cup to a C cup. Like, oh, yeah. I got...
I'm having chest pain!
Totes. Yeah, yeah. Bro, like, there was a summer... It's the same summer I started to smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back to school, and I remember I was playing softball in PE.
Mm-hmm.
And this fucking... I want to say his name, James... I was running to second base, and he goes, "Damn, Christina sprouted over the summer."
He said it like that, like, "Damn."
Yeah, it was LA. Yeah, of course.
The fucking, oh, Christina got some titties.
Yeah,
huh?
Dude, some fucking cholo kid was like, "Yeah, what LA? Look at her titties, homie. Shit.
Titties, I want to suck on them."
Yeah, because there's
suck on your big old tits, eh?
Oh, for sure. Like, there's a moment in a girl's life where you're walking down the street and nobody pays you any mind, mm-hmm. no any attention. And then one summer you come back and every fucking vato on the corner is like
titties.
Titties.
Yeah.
You literally get sexually harassed like overnight.
Well,
it
really jumps out to you when you're young is that there's always a girl in every class who got tits before the other girls.
For sure.
And so it's just,
for sure.
It's just alarming. You're just like,
and big tits,
yeah.
too. They're
and everyone
huge.
Else is like developing. And
yes.
And then she's like, yeah, I have a fucking 28-year-old woman's tits. I have full-size D cups and I'm 14.
Yes.
And that shit throws everybody off. Her, I'm sure, and her whole life and her friend. And then every boy is like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
Like, my dick keeps twitching when I talk.
But that I know the girl you're talking about in seventh grade.
Big milkers, yeah.
Her first name was Shelby. I'm not going to say more. But I have vivid memories of Shelby's tits and being like, bro, she, like you said, like fucking melones, right? Yeah. Like cantaloupes. And just being, and everyone thought she was a slut. Like that's the other thing.
That's
is
the
you
thing. They
that
associate it with like, you're a whore.
She wasn't even doing anything.
Of course not.
She wasn't the whore. There was other chicks that were whores, but it wasn't that girl.
The girls that are whores are the ones that like wish they had those tits and they're
seriously.
So mad that she's getting all the titty attention and then they're like, I'll suck your dick, you know? Because I'd like some of that attention too.
Okay.
It is very satanic.
It's true.
When did people, because I remember in seventh grade people getting fingered in the movie theater after school.
Yeah.
When did you start hearing of people getting fingered?
Sixth, seventh grade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seventh, especially that it really
fingering
popped
was up. Huge.
That's
in
when your friends would be like, "Here," and they,
ew,
you know,
is that true?
Yeah.
Where? You were just there after they had a sesh?
No, they would just be like, "Oh, I fingered her," and then they'd put their finger by your nose, and you're like, "Hey, it wouldn't be
like
in the
fresh.
Moment." No.
I thought they like did it during lunchtime.
No, and then they would always you'd be like, "Does it really smell like fish?" And they're like, "Kind of."
Ew.
Yeah.
So nasty.
The way it was painted to us too, like they're like, "Oh man, a girl's box is like the stinkiest, most rotten." And you're like, "Really?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, man, it's fucking reeks. It's like a market, like a fish market."
Yeah.
Like picture these guys just came in from doing like the crab dives and shit. That's what's going on down there, and you're like, "Ugh."
Yeah.
And then you hear like Easy E and like, "I never eat that shit." That shit, and you're like, "Oh, I'm never gonna eat that either."
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what that was all about.
And then you wonder why women have hangups
about their vag,
about their smells.
Well, but think about if you're the boy and you're just hearing this from like, you know, other guys and pop culture, you're like, "Oh wow, it's the worst thing in the
plus
world.
It's gonna smell terrible.
It's gonna be the worst."
And then when you first had it, were you like, "Oh, this isn't as bad as
I was like a lap dog."
I
was just lapping it up. Yeah.
I will say now as an adult woman, you're like, "Well, yeah, I mean, think about it. The pussy, as you say, is a portal. It's literally a canal, a flesh canal.
Yeah.
That's like damp and bacteria collect. And then it's a portal into your fucking internal body, into an internal organ.
It's
like
a, you
uterus.
It's a direct.
It's gnarly.
Opening into the human body.
Yo, that's what
so
I'm saying. So everything comes out.
One of the things that happens
it's crazy
is that the reason that even a stinky thing comes up is because a woman who, let's say, it doesn't live any type of healthy lifestyle is going to have probably a horrific smelling batch.
We get to clean the external bits and then the inside is rotten.
But I'm saying if she is eating bad food and not taking care of herself, and like it probably is rotten and horrible. And then the guy that's what starts telling those. So that's how that whole thing spreads, right? Like somebody who doesn't, just like a dude who is totally unhealthy and lives like shit, probably doesn't have the best tasting jizz, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah, I've been with a few like loser potheads.
Yeah.
and they just eat fast food and their jizz tastes terrible. Mm-hmm. But also, apropos your point here of a, yeah, like, do you know that after you give birth, the doctor tells you not to go swimming for 8 weeks? And there's a reason. It's because your cervix still hasn't completely closed up. And if you get water, let's just say chlorine water, up in your vag, through your cervix, into your uterus, like, that could be devastating.
Game over?
Game over, bro.
Yeah.
Game over, homie.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you hear that burp in
my
throat?
Is that you or me?
That was my throat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting to hear why you think a woman's puss stinks, because I also think it's hormonal.
Yeah.
The skin on the outside of it's not properly clean. And also think about everything inside of our uterus has to come out of our vag. Ooh. If you saw a period, you would not be that thrilled about pussies.
You think I haven't seen periods?
Not like I've seen periods.
Well.
Not like, you don't know what I know.
I'm sure I don't know what you know, but I've lapped up a period puss.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to fucking puke. Can you just play a clip? Stop it.
All right.
Glad to make some money right quick.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. But don't think I ain't peeking now. Got my eyes on that chocolate drop right there. Boom. There it is. Yes, sir. But I know one thing. I know them things right there on the top of your chest are melting my mouth and not my hand. I know that. God, y'all. That ain't motherfucking a whole milk dud right there. I'm telling you, boy. That's pure chocolate right there.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Push Shit.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Meow, meow.
I wish that was my uncle.
Bitch ass Nadav.
Chill out, Christine.
Yo, nothing triggers me more. I legitimately get scared when y'all say that.
Why?
It's a scary. It's a scary ass sentence, man.
We're bitch just, ass Nadav.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Why is that a scary sentence?
We're just saying.
Why is that a scary sentence?
What do you mean? Why is that scary?
Listen, man. The last time motherfuckers looked like you said that to me, it's a scary day. It's a scary day. Just the first few syllables of what you're saying is a scary ass shit.
Really? You scared too, Nadav?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not for different reasons than any. It's, you know, I feel like someone's going to isolate this and all of a sudden paychecks are going to stop coming in. You know, it's all these other different things.
How about when I just say Nadav? Does that also scare you?
A little bit sometimes, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Because it's a coin flip. Is this good news? Is this bad news? Am I going to get, you know, hey, fucking go, I don't know, fucking run a marathon? I don't know.
How's your training?
Yeah.
Great.
Feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got some blood work done. They're sending me straight. They're leveling me out.
And yeah.
Just starting to take baby steps. Yeah. So that's why, you know, it still kind of look a little bit the same.
But yeah. This week, you know.
It's all about easing into the hard work. You don't want to just start at a 10.
No.
No.
A couple casual walks. And then all of a sudden, a few months later, 26.2 miles.
Easy work.
Easy work. Ugh. And they're not going to be calling you a bitch ass Nadav anymore.
A bitch ass Nadav.
Fuck, man. Fuck.
This is 5/6 too close to something I don't like.
Oh, man. Really excited about it. Isn't that cool that your uncle's like, those milk duds on your chest melt in my mouth? Huh?
Well, there's nothing grosser than
I know them things right there on the top of your chest that melt my mouth.
Than like a paternal figure
yeah,
being
yeah.
sexual. It's so gross.
It is. Ugh.
It's like my dad would say shit like this to
me. Yeah, there's more.
No, thanks.
I'm telling you, boy, that motherfucker make me go suck the chocolate out that bad boy. That ain't nothing but pure chocolate milk. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Don't you get company. Don't you get company.
Man, fuck him.
It's amazing. No, oh, thank you.
That's pretty cool. Getting that chocolate milk in his mouth. And you're like, that's my uncle.
Stop. Yeah. I used to hate it when my dad would even flirt with waitresses. So
he was probably a regular flirt, right?
So embarrassing.
What would he do?
Just so embarrassing. Just like he was very cool. He'd be like, oh, where are you from? Thailand. I want to go there. I've been to Thailand.
Oh, like a smooth way, subtle, not aggressive.
Never. He wouldn't be like, you're really beautiful. Like that's too on the nose.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you know, he'd get to pretend like, you know about their lives and stuff. Yeah.
Nothing upsets me more than like getting to know the server.
I know. It's like, because now you're beholden to the whole conversation. It personalizes the whole thing.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want that type of relationship with you, you know? Like when they come up, they're like, how's your day going? I'm like, oh, okay. So, do you guys have plans today? Sometimes they ask you about do you have any plans?
Well, I don't and like I'm that.
Like, are you coming along?
I like to, well, you're polite. You're polite. We're polite.
I'm polite, but I don't like intimacy.
I don't either.
Or familiarity, you know?
Like, it's too much.
Way too much.
Because I've done it. I've made the mistake. Like, I'll have a couple of glasses in me.
Yeah.
And then I'll start chatting with the server. And then I do find out something about them we have in common. Now, every time they come over, I feel the pressure to have a meaningful exchange because we've set that precedence of like,
yeah,
we have a rapport now. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Are you seeing what's on the board right now?
What's on?
Look what's highlighted. That's about his dad.
What are you talking about?
That my dad would always flirt with waitresses.
But the part that's highlighted?
I don't want it. It's so disturbing.
If they had their navel exposed and they had a piercing there, he would, because he's a jeweler, that was his angle.
Oh.
He'd just be like, what's this? And like he would just graze. And he was married. He was married. Actually, no. This was post-divorce. He wouldn't do that. He would touch you. He was like, what is this? Is this real? And like, almost, they would almost never like push back from it.
Really?
Which is, I mean, my dad did have game. He did run through an entire class once.
Yeah, you did tell
me
that.
Was he hot? Was he a good looking guy?
I mean, he looked like me.
Handsome fella.
Oh,
was he a redhead?
He used to be, yeah. He like turned gray around 40, 50.
Long hair or short hair?
Literally, I'm a carbon copy of him. Like, he looked like me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just think, you could be doing the same stuff.
Yeah, just touching belly button rings as I see him. Like, where is this from?
Say in yoga he fell asleep? He would fall asleep in class?
No. That was when we both got a massage and they started uppercutting me in the asshole and I tried to see how he was reacting and he was fast asleep.
I thought you told me in hot yoga he would take a nap, like literally nap.
Actually, yeah, he fucking got a nap in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would take as many naps as he could. It was sometimes, you know what he would do? He would always do this thing where if he was driving me, he would close the eye that was facing me, and then just kind of like start like going back like this. I'd be like, "Wake up!" He's like, "I got you." Yeah, terrifying dad.
Fun times. I remember my dad. We used to go to Riverside to hang out with my uncle,
yeah,
and relatives there, right? And dude, they would get ripped all day, like Hungarians just drinking
all day,
fucking ripped. And then we get in the car and just drive back to Los Angeles. And I remember by the time I was 15, I was like, this isn't good.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dad, I don't think you should drink and drive. And like, he and my stepmom got so mad at me for even saying anything like, what are you talking about? Your father is not drunk. He is not a drunk. He's not even. And you're like, okay.
You drank all day though.
All fucking day.
Yeah.
That's how 20 people
drinks
rolled
today. Yeah.
Yeah. In the 90s.
Like, yeah. So what?
So what, you fucking pussy? Yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy,
dude.
Stop
being a bitch about it.
Yeah. Great.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we're back with a good friend of the show and of our lives. You can see her special on YouTube called 44 right now. Please welcome Sarah Tiana, everybody.
Wow, I can't believe it.
Been a long time.
I miss y'all.
It's good to see you.
It's great to see you. Every time I see you, you are in a bigger, fancier place.
That's true. It is a bigger, fancier
every
place.
Every single time I've ever recorded your show,
right.
It went from an apartment in Burbank at
That's
Red
right.
Band's apartment.
That's
doing
right.
dental updates.
Wow. Good
dental
night.
Updates
wow.
to your place in Redondo.
That's right.
Yep.
To
Reseda. Yep. And now here.
And now here.
Now we left the state. Speaking of dental updates, your teeth look fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you.
Have you had any cavities or anything?
I have not had any cavities. I had to get a tooth pulled during COVID. That was fun.
Really?
Oh,
emergency.
An emergency pull?
Yes.
Which one? Like where?
Very in the back one.
Was it? You were in pain? Like, oh,
I was
God.
In a lot of pain and the guy was like, we're not going to be able to save it. And, you know, he just like yanked it out and he's like, it's a boy. And I go, not the time, not the time. You know what I mean? I don't need your dental jokes.
Speaking of dental updates, I'm leaving here at an exact, well, just about less than an hour because.
Oh.
Oh.
I.
What is that?
That's special music.
I'm going to the orthodontist. I'd never had braces. I'd never had retainer, anything like that my whole life. And then about 9 months ago, I got a regular checkup at the dentist and they're like, has your bite always been like this? And I was like, what? And they go, your bite. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then they go, well, it's kind of like, I go, I have like a slight overbite, you know? Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, you may have. And they go, do you sleep with like a mouth guard or something? And I go, yeah, like to help with snoring. And what it does is it makes your lower jaw go forward. But I've slept with it for like over a decade. And they're like, yeah, it moved your jaw. So I have Invisalign right now, like at 44, because they're like, you did orthodontics to yourself.
Get out.
And they're like, you moved your jaw. So now I'm trying to move my jaw back.
Isn't that crazy?
You didn't have to get headgear?
Well, I have mouth gear.
You had something in your mouth, but I didn't want to say anything.
No.
I don't want to be rude.
No. And people have noticed. They're like, what's up with the way you talk? I'm like, well, I have this shit in my mouth, man. Like, Yeah, I've had people be like, are you chewing on something? And I'm like, I have braces in my mouth, dude.
You know, I have to say that it has made you appear more youthful.
The braces?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've really enjoyed watching you take them out to eat. I've had retainers, I've had braces. And it's just bringing me back to watch them do that.
When you watch porn and the girl has braces, it's always like, this is pretty cool.
Right? No. Stop.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about the same thing.
But now that everyone's probably so shaved, it's probably not as messy, right? I can just remember. It is. I don't want to bring it up. But I still have a permanent retainer on the bottom.
You my still? Bottom.
Yes.
What do you mean?
From when I got my braces off when I was 16.
Yeah.
So it's been almost 30 years.
And you have permanent?
I have a permanent retainer on the bottom.
Why is that?
I don't know. They always say like, we don't want to take it out because then your teeth will move and then you have to get braces.
Because I was really hoping you'd be like, I don't know. And then you go and then they're like, oh yeah, you could have taken this out like 25 years ago. That would be the best if they're like, why do you have this in?
Oh, I just never brought it up.
But here's what's fucked up about my situation.
Yes.
Is that, so I get these snore guards.
Okay.
It's just, it's custom made, right? So they take a mold of your mouth and they're like, you put this in. And over, like, you know, every few years, we'd be like, I want a new one. You know, it's keep it fresh. Like, and they would just be like, yeah, I go get a checkup, cleaning, make you a new one. And you go and you go. You're just doing this for years. And then this dentist is like, yeah, you shouldn't have done that for that long. And I'm like, well, how come no other dentist fucking said that? And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Nobody told us.
I moved my own jaw. And they're like, mm-hmm. I'm like,
did you get a second opinion from that dentist to make sure that you did move your own jaw?
Yes, I did.
Oh, whoops. I was like, did you? Should.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he doesn't have to get neck gear. That is so, I had neck gear. It's so embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing.
But this fucking doctor said to me, though, is they're like, we'll see.
What? Somebody has neck gear. Head gear.
That is fucking Nadav goes, he goes, he's like, okay, we'll see how these work. Like the sure. And then he's like, and then, you know, when we're done with like that period of time, you know, we might do some like shaving down some teeth, moving some stuff around. And I was like, I just was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he leaves and I tell the dental assistant, I was like, you know, I'm not going to do that shit, right? I was like, whatever happens, happens. And then I'm done.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, he's really good. I go, I don't give a fuck. I'm not shaving teeth down. I'm like, I don't have some tooth, like my face isn't like, oh, well, I have to move it. I'm just doing a slight cosmetic fix on it. I don't know.
Well, after that, you're going to get all veneers, right?
Yeah.
Like a full.
And they're going to be like super white, like that.
Super
like
white.
That white on the yep. screen. That yep. white.
Yeah.
You
the
know?
Tom Cruise
yeah,
teeth.
Like,
yeah.
yeah. Post Risky Business, Tom Cruise. No. You ever see people, then you go, have you ever been to a dentist? You
know,
like
yes.
you go, okay, some people might go get too much dental work done. And then there's other people you go, you could go once.
Once.
I think there's a clinic that's.
Have you ever like given somebody the nudge? I've done that before.
To get their teeth fixed?
To dudes. Yeah. Well, not even fixed. Just I'm like, there's so, like, I'm just looking at their mouth and I'm like, I'm going to go to the dentist this week. And they're like, oh yeah. I'm like,
so
yeah.
Mean.
You ever go? They're like, nah,
you do
really.
Not
like,
do that.
I've done it. And I'll be like, I'll hook you up with my guy. And they're like, I don't have dental insurance. Don't worry, I'll cover it. Like, I'll take care of it for you.
I do feel like you should be able to give the gift of dental work for like Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Instead of bullshit. Like, can't, but that's so rude.
But
right?
It's from the Tooth Fairy. Love the Tooth Fairy. I bought you some teeth.
The Tooth Fairy got you a Christmas present?
Some teeth. Well, no, because I know somebody in my life, Jean, who I've known my whole life.
Yeah.
They have a tooth missing in their front. And like, they haven't changed it. They haven't done anything about it. It's been a decade. And I want to be like, I will give you the gift of a tooth. But I feel as though that's rude as shit.
Yeah,
right?
Is this the same person I'm thinking of?
It's like, not your relative, but it's on my side of the force.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because there's someone on my side of the force who has force. A neglected toothy. And then
darker,
mm-hmm.
like a little darker.
A little darker. And
sure.
then anytime that
the black
they,
sheep of the family.
Yeah, the bitch ass Nadav of their mouth. And
oh my God.
What? He's just a bitch ass Nadav.
Is the anxiety medicine
what's
needed
crazy
in that room.
Is like this person, right? You see this, like you said, this darker tooth. And then as
across the street.
As life as life kind of progresses, sometimes there'll be something like, I don't know, a car purchase or a trip. And you're like, hey, man, why don't you?
Priorities.
Yeah. Get your face fixed.
Yes.
And then get the car on the next time, you know? Yeah.
You don't want to be a butter tooth situation, you know, where you're like, nice car. Then you get out and they're like, ugly face.
Yeah. No, that tooth.
Terrible.
Yeah. You got to take care of that tooth.
The tooth is always a priority.
Especially if it's one. It's not even like total reconstructive.
Whole, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I got my mouth widened.
What?
Yes. Recently, when I met my husband, he was like, you got to get some work. And I'm like, okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting to something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
No, when I was in, that was the whole problem is like my mouth was too narrow. So my teeth were all, you know, going different directions because they didn't have enough room. So I had to get the thing on the top that, and you turn this key and it would just widen.
How painful was that?
Incredibly painful. You're torturing yourself. There's a little key and you would turn it every day.
This was as a kid?
Yeah, so I think I got them when I was 13 or something.
You definitely see some wild shaped mouths.
Yes.
Like people have very distinctly shaped, different.
Yes.
People have actual small mouth, or the tooth, like the teeth align and they go back in a narrow way.
Yes.
As opposed to like the full frontal shape.
I wonder what your teeth would look like if we were in the medieval period.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's I always think about that. Up. Like, what if I lived in London and I just didn't care?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't think that. Yeah. Sorry, London.
No. They're aware.
Well, my teeth had a big gap. I had a huge gap, buck teeth. I had everything wrong with me. I knocked out half of this one. I mean, it was a mess. It took four to six years to fix that fucking mess. That's why I get them all nice and sparkly now.
Me too. I take
it's
real
scarring.
When people tell me I have a nice smile, I'm like, you can thank my orthodontist in Georgia. Can you believe we even had one? We did. We had two dentists and an orthodontist.
They did a good job.
They did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I give them all the credit. So
it was the only thing I didn't like. I just was lucky. I didn't have anything, and my teeth were like pretty straight.
Yeah,
and then you get to your 40s, and they're like, "Hey, you know, you fucked your whole mouth up." And I'm
that's
like,
"Crazy, Tommy."
What?
Yeah, that's
crazy, Tommy.
Yeah, yeah that is crazy.
Nobody told us that would happen.
Well, very
but
strange.
now I duct tape my mouth shut when I sleep at night.
Oh,
and that
works you don't want
a lot.
Surprise. Why?
To stop snoring. Because now he was the one that did it for so many years.
Sorry.
And now I use duct tape.
Yeah, I love a sleeping mouth. I do. I love to mount a sleeping mouth.
You know.
She's like,
I just hope she's not dreaming of chewing gum.
Would that bother you if I did that?
To me in the night? Yeah, a little bit. Spousal rape?
Seriously?
No, I don't think I would. Honestly, I'd like that. I wish you would. That would be a nice wake up surprise.
That was a total 180.
Yeah, that was, I wish would say you that's would. A 360.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish you would, but you could do that. You're my husband. You're my son. I'm your mom.
So I don't even have to, no consent, right? I can just.
The consent is that she's sleeping in the bed with you.
That's right. Yeah. Why the fuck are you even here? Yeah. That's what I would say in court. What the fuck was she doing there? Big old tits were out. What am I supposed to do?
Do you have to sleep with anything? You, like, you really duct do duct tape? No, you do not duct tape your mouth shut.
What's
well,
it called?
She's okay. So there's sleep tape, right?
Sleep tape.
Okay,
sleep
tape. Well, because, sounds...
No, but here's the crazy thing.
It looks like duct tape.
I was informed about this first, so I got some sleep tape. And it's just to promote nasal breathing. It's supposed sure. to have a number of benefits. Some people do it even when they exercise. It's like this thing that's, you know, taken off. But it's really good for sleep. So I put it on my mouth. She sees me with it a few times. And then I go, you should try it, you know? It has these a number of benefits. And it's especially supposed to help with snoring. And I hear her, like, sounds like a fucking donkey's, like, next to me, right? So I tell her.
I'm ripping.
I'm like, you're ripping. So she's like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And then one time she goes, oh, I tried that, you know, the duct tape thing, and it just fucking hurts taking duct tape off. And I was like, what are you using? And she goes, duct tape. And I'm like, I go, but they make sleep tape. Like, it's gentle. It's for this.
It ripped my lips
and
off.
And she's like, oh, I just got some duct tape and taped my mouth. Like, you're out of your mind.
Can't breathe as well with that.
No. This stuff is meant, like, if you go like this, it just comes apart, you know?
Okay. It's
like,
very exfoliating.
It's like a breathe right strip, but for your mouth.
Your mouth, yeah.
It actually works, because I do wake myself up snoring a lot. Mm. And now, since I broke my ankle, I sleep with so many pillows. We have like 80 pillows on our bed between my legs and then under my head. And I'm fully fortified with pillows. And ever since pregnancy, too.
I do like a lot of pillows, too.
Mm, you do?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, I have two pillows. Chris sleeps with one, but I have two because I have one for my head and then one that a cooling pillow that I kind of grab onto.
Because
I have to also be covered with lots of blankets.
I'll sleep with two behind the head and even one under this arm.
Oh,
sometimes
like a king.
Yeah. Like a king.
Yeah, like it's a throne. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
kings
like
behind
it.
You.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, these gentlemen are incredible. Yeah.
But then he also sleeps with a weighted mask that he ties around. So like, he
a
looks
weighted
like,
mask?
It's like it's not just a sleep mask, but it's weight. It has like beads in it, so you feel a little pressure.
Yeah. He looks like a POW when he sleeps.
I do.
I look over there.
Now we're getting to what I'm into.
Yeah, right?
Now, yes.
Yeah, she's always like, oh.
Tape the mouth shut, Al-Qaeda. Hands behind your back.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't
glow
see.
Glow stick around your neck in case you run. I can find you in the house.
Exactly. Perfect. And this is what excites you, right?
I love it. It's my favorite thing. This and when a guy really asks me in detail what I like sexually. I want to hear about it. Let's talk about it. How do I like my box eaten? How much pressure? It's too much. How do you feel, Sarah, about a guy that wants to really know details? Like, I want to know.
Well, I'm not really a sharer, so I don't think he would get too much out of me.
This is kind of what Rex was talking about.
Women aren't.
We're referring to a gentleman who was giving, could you pull him up? His advice on how to, he says he's really good at pleasing women. Oh. And he gave a number of quotes to this very popular Instagram page called Humans of New York. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No.
And it just basically will show anybody who's like in New York and then kind of gives you a recap of what they're saying. So if you
goodness.
Go to his original post, actually, so like if you click on like, you know, like this one, yeah. Well, if you go to one of the other ones, I was going to make an example of what they normally are like. So like, it's like this lady is like, my grandmother had this big antique mirror that she let me keep in my room. I'd stand in front of it and hours pretending. So it's basically showing you that everybody has a story.
Sure.
Right? And it's usually things like that. And then on the next one, this guy just popped up one day. And he's just like, basically, I can have an orgasm without ejaculating, and I've given thousands of orgasms to women.
Oh.
I'm like this master
orgasm giver.
Orgasm giver.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks all about this and about, he said, I was so good at it that I was ruining women's lives.
Mm.
And I came to the realization that I would rather have you be my friend than have sex with you and have you hate me, right? Yeah. So that's the summary. And you're like, holy shit. Like, this was just unbelievable, right? So we talked about him, and then we got him on the phone. And we talked
to him.
Yeah, we talked.
We talked
He was really sweet. He
I'm
was
sure
actually,
he was so excited.
He was
to be
so nice.
So sweet, though.
And then the next time, it was this one, right? This came out, and he was like, I'm basically a big butch lesbian. And he talked about, oh, and in this summary, he also talks about how grotesque he finds it that people are actually asking what someone's body count is. You know how many people you've slept with? And he was like, he was like, what a horrific thing to ask a woman. You know, maybe she was experimenting, whether she was young or old. Like, what an awful thing to. So then you're like, oh wow, what a feminist this guy is. And then they've profiled him again. I don't know if they've ever profiled us. Then it's this photo where he's in a sauna holding two women's feet, and he basically in this one says what Christina was alluding to, which is that.
May I read it?
Yeah, please.
He likes to always ask the woman, if you had a magic wand, what would be your perfect man? I let them tell me how they want to be treated, and then I follow instructions. I can't tell you how many women have told me, wow, you don't go down on me like a guy. Most men just put their whole face in it way too much, especially if there's stubble involved. I'd personally recommend shaving your face right beforehand. Shave that shit down until it feels like a baby's ass. If you're not going to do that, at the very least, you've got to lead with the lips. Use the tongue gently. And don't go straight for the clitoris. Aim for 1 o'clock. You can't go wrong with 1 o'clock. But don't just park at 1 o'clock. Travel around. The entire area is sensitive. With men, it's all about the penis, but with women, it's all about everything except the butthole. This one is so important. The balloon knot is not for you to touch ever, not even once, unless your ass. It just goes on and on. But like, how do you feel as a woman hearing this detailed, you know, like giving this much information?
Well, and also like what you're saying, because what she originally asked you is that they make it very clear what they want, right? A woman, so it's like some of them, intimacy scares them. They don't want to be face to face. They don't want to share these things with you. They may have had trauma, and that will, so in that case, listen and just hold them.
Mm. Well, I think if I've gotten that far with this
Rex.
Guy, yes, with Rex, I'm not there for the conversation.
Right.
So I don't think I want you to
ask too many questions.
Hold me or ask me questions. Yeah.
Just go
right.
For it.
Just go
yeah,
for
like,
it.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, if you need me to give you an instruction manual, maybe you are not very good at your own.
I think
place.
He's alluding to the fact that he really pays attention. He just wants you to know that he's
he really wants, he does, and I do give him credit for that. But yeah, I just, it's too much.
Because you said you don't want, and you said that you're not getting to know who the guy is then, right?
Right, because if he's all about you and like servicing you, like then I don't know what his vibe is. Then this whole thing is like, I'm just serving. I'm just your. It's like, ugh, like that's too beta energy for me.
Yeah,
just fucking go for it and let's figure it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't make me tell you every little thing. Is this okay?
Sometimes,
can I, do I have consent to touch? Can I touch your breast?
You just
I,
need someone like, a little more direct. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Direct
yeah.
Guy. Like,
also, yeah. Sometimes
my name is DeMarco Fleming.
Are you gay?
I'm bisexual.
Are you top or bottom?
I'm a top, dom top, aggressive top.
Can you describe what dom top means?
Dom top means, which means I grab you by your back and neck, put your face down, ass up, and fuck the shit out of you, and have you walk crazy for days.
It's my guy.
Walk crazy for days.
Crazy for days, which means you'll be real sore, and you'll be calling me on the phone. Daddy DeMarco, I need help. I'm sore. Give me some Tylenol. That's what that means.
Mm. Tylenol.
Different style, though, right?
Completely different style.
Yeah.
But sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need the sauna guy.
The sauna guy.
Why is he in a sauna with women?
Know. He's a butch lesbian. That's what he does.
But I would just, I like separate saunas.
It's really depending on your mood whether you want sexy Rexy or Daddy DeMarco, is what you're saying, right?
Definitely. Well, you need to find yourself a partner that can be both.
Yeah, that's right.
That is
there
what you
go.
Need. You need somebody that will maybe listen one day and the other day is like,
he's
I don't want
like,
your
shut
advice.
The fuck
I just
up.
Want, yeah.
And slaps just... you, cracks your neck, gives you some Tylenol.
Yes, makes you get an Invisalign.
Yeah. You gotta spread your jaw.
There you go.
Yes. Well, that
I can't
is fascinating.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
I I was also admiring the guy that was doing the sweet talking. When I came in, you guys were talking about the guy doing the sex talking from the car.
Oh, yeah, the uncle.
Did you realize that he is wearing a Dave and Buster's jacket?
No, I did not. See, that's why we bring comedians in here. They always pay attention to details.
Glad to make some money right quick.
A hoodie that says right. Dave and Buster's at the orange logo, which I know. Shit. I'm a Dave and Buster's fan.
I ain't peeking now. Mm-hmm. Got my eyes on that chocolate drop right there. Mm-hmm. Boom. There it is. Yes, sir. But I know one thing. I know them things right there on the top of your chest that melt my mouth and not my hand. I know that. God, dog. That ain't motherfucking.
You're right. Dave and Buster's.
He's a big ticket
Dave
winner.
Dave and Buster's, yeah.
Well, this is where you meet women.
Yeah.
It's definitely where the children go. I mean, it is where I went on my first date, so I'm not like knocking
it. Was it really?
Yeah, it's where we went on our first date. Yes. Yeah.
How old were you?
This was what, 7 years ago, so I was 38. Yeah. I used to live next to
your first date. I thought you meant. I thought you meant your first date ever.
No, no, no. I wish Dave and Buster's had been around when I was a teenager.
That's a great. Yeah. Did you ever have a cool summer where you blossomed or changed or gained a bunch of weight?
Oh, I mean, I feel like every summer. No, I mean, I gained a bunch of weight in college, like my freshman year.
That
like
was
normal.
Your awkward time.
Yeah, but then at the time I was working. Then the next summer, I was in a different show at Six Flags where I was inside a costume and we were sweating in the heat of the summer. So I got back.
Oh, nice.
What was the costume?
I started out in Taz. We were in a band called What's Up Rock, and I was the drummer.
Wow.
Taz, who had to drum and dance.
Wow. I didn't know this about you. I've known you for 20 years. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So in high school, I auditioned to be a performer at Six Flags, which was, you know, very far away. It was kind of a big deal. And
is that a good gig? What are the perks?
It was the perfect gig for school because it paid salary. Mm. And during the school year, I worked on the weekends. But during the summer, when I was out of school, we worked 6 days a week.
Perfect.
And also, doesn't it kind of feel kind of cool at that age to have a job there?
I mean,
everyone's trying to go to Six Flags.
So you could get people passes.
You're like, I got you. I have a job.
Well, I remember, so I started out in like the Bugs Bunny World Games because I was never a cheerleader in high school, but everybody assumed I was a cheerleader because I just have a very peppy personality. So I immediately get hired in this show, even though my art teacher at the time was like, don't audition. They only take really good people. And I was like, oh,
thank you.
God. Now I only want to go there.
Yeah.
Like 1,000 people auditioned and they picked 30. And so I was one of the ones. And I was like the host of this kids game show. Like, you don't want to eat Daffy. He's too tough. You know, just like that kind of stuff. And then anyway, so then the second year they changed. We got bought by Warner Brothers. And so then they brought on, you know, all these different characters. And so we did a...
I remember that. They kind of like...
Performance show, but yeah.
They did a rebranding.
Yeah, they did a rebranding when they got bought by a different parks company. Yeah, it was a whole thing. And like... But we still were not very cool. Like the country singing show was the cool.
That was a jam.
That was like, all the real stars are in this show, you know? And we're the ones in sweaty costumes with kids that try to push you over. And I remember for a while I was Daffy, and then I would really get back at kids wearing the Daffy head because you would just be like, you know, just do a quick, you know, and then just smack them with your beak.
Yeah.
Or guys would just try to tackle you like the giant Taz thing. And the Taz head is out to here, and then you have these like two foam things on your shoulder.
Do they get thrown out for doing that? Like for trying to tackle?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's like, we can report them, but like, what are we, you know, we're like 18 kids. Years old. We're like, I don't know. It's an older person that did that. Can I say anything? But I learned a lot because like that was like, then I ended up transferring from UGA to Georgia State in Atlanta, and kind of everything changed from there. So I was
better.
Just kind of, I mean, for my personal career, it was better. I kind of wish I had had more of a college experience.
Which is the UGA, right?
Like UGA is like, I never even got to go to a football game. Now,
that's crazy.
I go once a year because we're dominant. But when I went to school with Hines Ward. So it was like, we were not dominant back then. But
You guys really are dominant.
We're very dominant. Yeah. And you know, for this is, I know you do not care, but
here's the gender traitor part of Sarah comes out. out every
Since
time.
Since 2009, my voicemail said, you've reached Sarah Tiana and Matthew Stafford. Please leave a message.
Oh, my God.
Since 2009, when he got... So Matthew Stafford was the quarterback at my old college,
UGA.
Yeah,
like, who's that?
He gets drafted into the NFL to play for the Lions, so I changed my voicemail to say that. And that was a way for me to weed out the week, right? That was a way for me to say, if a guy calls me and he doesn't know who Matthew Stafford is, we have nothing to talk about.
Sure.
Right? And so that's him right there. And then he comes to LA, and now he plays for the Rams.
Oh.
Right?
Yep.
And so, but then this last 2 years, we've had we've won the national championship in college football, and we've had a quarterback named Stetson Bennett, right? They call him the mailman because he can deliver, right? Hopefully he can deliver on Sundays in the NFL. I don't know. But anyway, he gets drafted, and I changed my voicemail to say Stetson Bennett instead of Matthew Stafford, and then he gets drafted, and he's playing on the same team as Matthew Stafford.
Wow.
He's his backup. That's what wild. Are the chances?
That's awesome. You manifested this in some
did.
Weird
Have you
way.
Met
and
them?
And they live in LA.
Have you met them?
I've met Matthew one time. I was like way too nervous to talk to him.
Oh, you were?
I mean.
Because you guys got to do the recording together. Where you're like, hey, it's Sarah. And he's like, and Matthew Stafford. And sure. You know? You got to do that together.
Yeah. And then I'll have his wife, Kelly, be like, and it's okay. You know? Say that in the background. Yes, I know. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
that's a great idea. If you're listening to this, what's his name again?
Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, and yes. Stetson Bennett.
Hit us up.
Yes. Stetson Bennett.
Yeah. Or Stetson Bennett. Our two favorite players.
What position do they play?
Soft ends.
Soft ends. That's right. God, Christina.
I was like, hey, hi, how are you? What's your name?
What's your pronoun? What's your pronouns today?
Mine?
Yeah.
This he him today.
Oh, what are you?
Oh, I'm a Charlotte.
Oh, a Charlotte.
I once had a trans person ask me how I identified, and I froze, and I just said, I think I'm a Charlotte. Like, we all want to be Samantha, but I'm Charlotte. And I know that. They weren't talking about that now, but I did not know.
They asked
this was
you
before
how you
the awoking. This was before the awokenings. Like I had a lot of questions. I was asking them a lot of questions, and then they asked me a question, and I froze.
You're like a Charlotte.
Yeah.
What'd they say?
They just laughed. Oh. You know, because I really couldn't. I was trying to go through all of them, and then for some reason, I think I'd already had Sex in the City on the brain. It doesn't matter.
You are a Charlotte, though. I see that.
I'm definitely out of those. Ladies,
what do you think you are?
I'm the Charlotte.
I mean,
what's the whore's name?
Oh, that's Samantha. She's saying everyone wants to be Samantha. By the way, is going to make a cameo appearance in the upcoming one. I'm very excited.
Are you?
Maybe somebody will make.
They made up.
And
I thought that was
like
the
that?
Whole thing, right?
No, she did it from far away. I think
she didn't interact with any of them.
They hate her and she hates them, right?
I guess she hates.
Isn't that the story?
I know she hates them. I don't know if they hate her.
But she hates. She hates them.
Hates.
Yes. And
hates.
Listen, not everyone can be in Mannequin. I mean, she's been famous for a long time.
She has. What? Uh-huh. What? Do you know the story?
She hates. Mm-mm. Yeah. She hates Sarah Jessica Parker specifically. Yes. I think she just thinks Sarah Jessica's a mean lady. That's the word on the street. They just didn't get along during filming. She thinks she's rude. And then like Sarah commented on when Kim Cattrall's brother died. Sarah Jessica Parker commented on her social media and was like, "I'm so sorry for your loss," and she was like, don't comment and act like you're a human being on my social media. So it's very, you know.
Wow.
Bad blood.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's cool. You know, we'll see. Yeah. Bobby Lee's probably in. I think Bobby Lee is in this.
Yeah,
so that should be great.
Yeah, we can get some stories from Bobby. He gave me a really good one that I can't tell. So.
I know.
Yeah.
Is he really in it?
Yeah.
Well, he's been on the show. So I'm assuming if they're doing another.
Yeah, he came back for the next season.
I have not watched.
Boy, they really ruined this fucking show, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
They really made it a bummer. Hopefully, God. Well, we'll see. Maybe they can rescue it.
so ridiculous. She doesn't know what type of human being she's standing next to.
I have no idea what's happening. Who is that?
That's fucking J-D-S. Absolute child. This man child.
Oh, Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah, of course.
I thought you were meant the Che, who is Diaz.
No.
No. Annoying. Oh, okay. Bobby? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Bobby's so ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
You know, when I first, I thanked Bobby on my first album because when I first started stand-up, he would take me, he remembered me from Mad TV because I had done one episode of Mad TV. And he was so nice to me at Mad TV. and then remembered me when he saw me, and not even be in a creepy creeper way. I mean, at least I don't think so. And he would like make he whenever he went to a room, he would make them put me up too.
Oh, that's
and so he
cool.
got me so much stage time when I was.
He's a sweetheart like
he's
that.
A very, very yeah. good guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. He's a sweet guy.
Mad very TV. Sweet guy.
He's very yeah. deeply, well, deeply disturbed, but yes. very sweet guy.
Very
sweet.
Yeah.
Very, very.
I know. Like, I feel like troubled. I text him at least once a week just to say, I hope you know that people love you and I do too. Like, I'm just very, I'm always very worried about him.
Yeah. yeah. He is.
the word, the R word.
Yeah. So.
Do you have a whole thing that you can control drops?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So funny. Why Spade used to do that all the time, and he didn't know what any of them were. So he would always touch a button, and it yeah. would you would never know what yeah. it was going to be. Yes.
Yeah, Bobby, this is a whole page of Bobby drops right here.
No, it's not.
Fully retarded.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So that's just, yeah, yep. Yeah. Okay.
how about this, fully?
When I say I'm built different, I'm being literal. All right.
Oh God. Oh God.
All right, you can't do that.
No. Nobody's supposed to.
You can't do that either.
Yeah. I don't want it. I don't want it.
It's just a little hole right there.
I can't. Whoa.
Yeah, pretty simple stuff.
Babe, this is terrible. Like I.
And interestingly enough, because I can.
I'm not watching either. No. Don't worry.
He's sticking his tongue through his nose.
Put my tongue up there and get all around
through
in there.
Through his nose.
As a byproduct.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
My tongue has just gotten really long.
Did you see that?
It's a muscle, though, right? Your tongue's a muscle, right?
Yeah, but I mean...
Cool. That's very long.
As a byproduct.
Mm. Bro. You don't. You wouldn't let that guy eat your butts?
Buddy!
He starts at one, and he goes all around.
I'm gonna fucking throw up.
He doesn't
up,
just
dude.
Go right for the
all
clit.
Right!
I wouldn't let him touch my Amazon box when it came into the mail.
Is that what you call your asshole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very hard to open.
Was Rex right about that? Never touch the butthole?
Yeah. I don't like my... No. You have to ask specific permission.
Unless there's an invitation.
There has to be an invitation.
Like a written invitation? Like a card?
A real asshole.
Or an Evite. Does an Evite work? You are invited to touch my asshole.
Can
this Saturday.
I do like this guy's tongue. I do admire it. But then does he have to give me the whole presentation when we meet?
So you do like the tongue?
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, do I have to sit through the whole freak show? Mm-hmm. Here's what I can do. Like, I don't want to know all that.
Yeah.
You just want to see that the tongue is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, so show me your crazy tongue.
If I could just take that tongue and put it on your face and in your body, and then that would be great.
So you would let him eat it?
Yeah. But I don't want the whole presentation.
Yeah, you're really playing games today.
Sorry, I'm not being clear. I'm just all over the map.
Yeah. So the tongue is alluring.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan. No, I like it.
Don't look at me. Look at him.
But I don't want the whole thing where he shows me how it goes through his nose and stuff.
Oh, you just be there with the tongue.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just like that. Though, for some reason, the soundtrack to The Greatest Showman is going on in my head right now. Like, just sideshow.
So here's the thing. If he didn't do the weird thing, you'd let him take it for
yes.
a spin.
Right. Yes. God. He's attractive otherwise. He's cute.
I like how you ask her the same question like, five times because you want her to finally go like, please.
Set it up, Tom.
We went from I'm horrified to he's attractive otherwise.
Because I'm separating. I didn't see the end result. This is good. The end is fine. I like that.
Do you think he could... Could you pay for his dental work for Christmas? Aww.
He's missing several teeth.
But does that happen with a cleft palate? You miss
so.
Teeth
Maybe.
Too?
I don't know.
I never thought so.
I don't know.
I didn't think it was.
I'm no expert at this.
I don't know.
Yeah, unless you're a hockey player, I feel like you should
have teeth.
Yeah.
Can you play the next one? Thanks. Are we done?
Is there more? Oh.
My girlfriend getting her face tattooed.
My face.
On her neck, bro. Yeah. Oof, like on the windpipe, too.
Oh, wow. Girlfriend, not wife.
Yeah.
Girlfriend
is right.
Yeah.
Wow. That is intense.
Why did you pick that picture, too? Like, why that photo? Seemed like a better...
Like there's better photos somewhere?
And that's what...
Is that what he did for her?
Bro, stop playing with me, bro.
That doesn't look so,
look so great.
Kind of looks like that guy's tongue.
God, that doesn't even look like the guy. That's so bad.
And
that's,
her face right now is that realization. Like, there's a mirror in front of her, and she's like, right? Doesn't she look like,
and she has
what
braces,
am I looking at?
Tom.
I know.
It's your type.
Dude. She's like, look what you did. You put this bitch ass Nadav on my
That's
neck.
That's right. Oh, damn. That's terrible, bro. Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, man.
Do you have tattoos?
I have one bad tramp stamp.
Oh, right. Tramp stamp, yeah.
But that is,
dude,
like,
look at that.
Straight. Yo, you got to go to a portrait specialist. You can't just
yeah,
go
you can't
to, like,
just go to the guy that you went to that gave you.
Well, and first of
your
all,
anklet.
This is not a good portrait of a person. His eyes are closed in the picture.
Yeah.
So you don't want to.
And then the guy tattooed them open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and in different places. They're not even symmetrical. One's half closed, one's wide open.
Oof. Yeah. So in the tattoo artist's defense, I mean, the photo itself wasn't that great to work from.
It looks like her little brother drew something, and then they were like, yeah, did he pass? Let me tat it on you. Like, it looks
God
like.
God damn. But the stencil didn't look that bad. Like, can you back it up to where the stencil was put on there? Because I feel like the outline.
Is that what he did for her? He put her name over his eyebrow, and then she did this for him?
Like, I guess maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
No, it doesn't look as bad there.
But also, the eyes are open there.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, this is really bad.
This is bad.
It's really bad.
She should have just.
You know what we should do at your mom's house? We made a call for the worst tramp stamps. Should people send in the worst portraits they have? They look the least like the person they're supposed to. I think that's really funny. Send in your awfulest portraits.
Remember when that lady retouched that Jesus painting? Remember? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Famous painting. And she was like, I'll just help.
Yeah. And then it was like,
looks.
Yeah. Have you? We played that on the show.
Yes. Oh my God. It is.
Like the.
Oh my God.
Oh, like the really bad
touch up.
She fixed it.
The touch up of a Jesus painting gone wrong.
Or, yeah, it was like one of his apostles or something. But, oh God, it was really.
You don't have to just Google it.
Yeah. It's. Very.
Oh boy.
But I. Do you have any tattoos, Tom?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Are you gonna get one now? Oh, there it is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I found.
Whoa.
I know you did. I'm very impressed.
Dude, she fucked that up. So like it looks like those one dimensional, whatever, like early medieval paintings.
Look at that. Look at what it was, where it was, where she was like, I'll fix it, and what it became.
Yeah. Just a little bit more.
And
you
I think
know
she
what?
Was really old.
Yes.
I think it was an old lady, too.
Yes.
They didn't check her credentials or anything? Like,
I don't think she just did it on her own. Was just like, you know what? This is just getting a little.
Yeah.
I better just do a little here. And then you go, oh, that doesn't look as good. You know what? I'll try to add more here. And then you just start overdoing it.
Sure. And then someone's like, you know, this was $14 million, right? She's just like,
Oh my God.
That's so bad.
There's been a few of these that have happened over the years. By the way, this is a good palate cleanser. You will like this one. Okay.
All right.
This is a guy who's, no. This guy is he's a ride operator.
Okay.
And he has a camera, like a fixed, GoPro camera. And right before he starts the ride, he always is like, oh, this isn't set up right. So he surprises people. It's very funny.
Hold on, ladies. There's a knot in the chain. Let me fix it.
He does that.
My dummy. I'm so dumb. I forgot to put the shoulder straps on. Hold on.
I used to do this all the time.
That is hilarious.
That's fine.
I did that.
Your shoulder straps, they're right behind you. You got to pull them on down. Hold on, guys. It's showing empty. I think I know what's wrong. Oh, it ain't got no gas in it. Hold on.
Oh, no, dude. That's fucking evil,
that's,
dude.
I would do
that's
this
rad.
24/7.
Yes. Yeah, so one week at Six Flags during spring break, our shows were dark. So they said, if y'all want to make any extra money, you can come and work other parts of the park. So me and my friend Lucas, who played Sylvester in the show, very flamboyant gay guy, we were like, we'll go ride, you know, we were like not checking height, we're not checking anything, we're jumping over the tracks, we're like riding the ride before it even is open, and they then they come and they give us all the rules, and we had already done all of the rules. And it was so brutal, and people were so rude. And so at this ride was called the Cobra, and it would take off at 90 miles an hour and go through a loop and then come back, or the Viper, something like that, and come right back. But it only had the pull bar did not have seatbelts. So before it took off, I'd be like, don't forget to buckle your seatbelt.
This would be so fun to do.
Yes.
To be like, oh man, we didn't get, oh, your shoulder straps. And then they're like, wait, what? And then hit the button.
If someone did that to you, you would
be panicked.
Yeah.
Panicked.
You come back and you're like, thank God I'm alive.
Oh yeah.
Wait, how is it that like, how do roller coasters get stuck in the middle of the loop? Like, how is that even in physics possible? Like, isn't the force of it just going to keep you? Like, you know, people get stuck upside down and shit for hours.
I don't know because I'm not an engineer, but I would assume that it has to do with either the momentum and then the electricity on the ride, too.
Yeah, but because it's not just like a ball going through a loop, you know, because they're locked in. Like, And the tracks are actually turned on so they can malfunction and just stop at any point.
Yeah, I think the reason they're metal too is like the conduction, right? With like the
it can stop. When
I have no idea.
I mean, all right.
Remember that one at Knott's Berry Farm? They had like the swing. It's the swings. It's basically the swings that go around in circles. Would go. It was the highest one ever, and they constantly were getting stuck because the Santa Ana winds would blow so hard, and then. And they can't get them down. Some people were stuck up there for 8 hours. Once,
what?
You know, like how hungry you are.
Get that Knott's Berry Farm swing stuck. What?
Something wrong with the thingamajig? Yes. Let me check it out.
I've never been. My grandmother had a. When I first started at Six Flags, we had a. Sorry, was I supposed
no,
to?
No, 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 no.
The new Batman had just come out, and we had a Batman ride, and it was one of the first ones where your feet dangled.
Yeah, I remember.
And my
that.
Grandmother so had a fake leg because she had diabetes, so they had to cut off one of her legs. She was great after that, but we would always try to get her to go on Batman with her leg dangling and see how sturdy it was, if it could stay on. Just like,
what is this here?
Is this it?
This is the swings ride at Knott's Berry.
Oh, it is. Okay.
That got, yeah.
Fuck this.
Yeah, they get stuck all the way up top.
Because of the winds would like shut the ride down, like the
or it was also new, and I think it was also malfunctioning. But...
That would fuck with you for sure.
Yeah,
because part of like the thrill of this is you're like, this is very temporary.
Yes,
and you get to like crazy heights. You're like, oh, this is about to end, and then you're just
for
sitting
so
up there
long.
Yeah, you're just what do we just pee? You have to pee. You have to shit.
Well, you start pissing off of the ride for sure. Yeah,
for sure.
I just pee in my pants.
Yeah,
fuck,
yeah.
Man. So
your
thirsty
pants?
And hungry.
You like,
so hot.
But I think they gave them a free corn dog.
Oh, that's
after,
cool.
Oh, that's
which
cool.
I think
that's
is
very
like,
cool.
It really, yeah. Because you see that ladder that, like, there. How else do you get people down? Like, you can't just get a crane.
No.
Sucks, dude.
By the way, do you think this cat is racist?
Okay. I'm in.
Right? Isn't that weird?
It's so crazy.
If you did not say the word racist, I would not have put that word.
Really?
In.
Really?
Well, really?
I wish I could go back in time.
But
though.
It's a black cat.
No, that's why it's okay. That's why it's okay.
That's why it's okay.
Yeah, that's why it's okay. Yeah, it's a cat. It's a cat. That's a cat. It's okay.
I see that, but he didn't train it.
I think he may have. I think the cat.
I think
the cat picked up on some stuff, you know? It's hearing around the house. Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Jeez.
I prefer the one of the cat that says, waha.
Yeah, you know that I like word? That one.
Waha. Waha.
Nicole.
Nicole. I like the one that goes, look, I'm gay.
Yeah. No, really?
Yeah. Look,
oh,
I'm gay.
That's cute.
This is a cat, too.
Su-woo.
Isn't that crazy? That's a cat.
Stupid.
Big words.
Okay. So, do you want to show Tiana your gift?
Of course. Are you ready for my TikToks, dude?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you have TikToks? About this? Oh, no, man. I have no idea. Oh,
so,
I'm sorry.
Well, you're in for a treat. Are you familiar with... Bitches was looking for me. Bitches. She's long gone. But are you on TikTok, the platform?
Yes.
People
I do not
dancing, yes. Mm-hmm. Being joyful.
I know what it is.
I don't follow any of those folks. No. Who I like to curate are the weirdos, the mm-hmm. marginalized communities, the yes. outliers.
The fuzzy drinks today.
There
Have you
go.
Seen that? No fizzy drinks today.
No.
Oh, I'll show you that one.
Okay, well, that one's, yeah. that sounds pretty JV compared to the shit that I'm.
Here's the thing. When Christina sends in her talks, it's always a ride. Sometimes you're like, wow, this was like weirdly educational, or this yeah. was kind of fun. And sometimes it's just real, real sad.
Yeah. Okay.
Enjoy the ride.
Okay. Enjoying the ride.
I've lost my whole family and it sucks. So a lot of times when people ask me if they should do porn, I tell them no. I tell them that it makes life really hard. It makes dating really hard. It makes your family life really hard. Mm. It makes intimacy hard.
What?
You know what else it makes hard?
She's a pro, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not talking about Riley.
And the world is now judging you. You have to be okay with being shamed every day of your life. I don't even want to have
Worth
children
it.
Because I do porn because I'm worried of the way that people will treat my child. With me personally,
yeah,
my mom was supportive in the beginning. She kind of just let me do whatever, that I think it was a good thing. I had a lot of freedom. As time progressed and I became successful, I started to feel like my mom was using me so that she could live a more luxurious lifestyle. When I started to set like these boundaries, not giving her money or things like that.
I didn't know porn stars could talk this much. That is a lot of words. Do you know, do you remember Nick Youssef?
Of course.
Okay, so Nick, one time he was dating a very famous porn star.
Yeah, that's right.
And they were coming to a concert with me as my guests. And so we show up. And at the time I was working at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and I get there and she's just like, how's your day? And I was like, I'm just so tired because I had to work all day. She goes, ugh, me too. And I go, not the same. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I don't really want to relate with our jobs. And when I say I'm tired, it's because I've been, you know, running around a pool. You're tired for a different
totally different
reason.
Yeah.
And both valid.
Both valid. Yes. Both work.
Both work.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, in case you were wondering if it is worth it to do pornography.
It made our relationship a bit more difficult and almost toxic.
Oh.
And so it sucks. God. I don't have a mom anymore. I don't talk to her.
You kind of did it
I
already.
Miss having a mom. I feel like you can't rewind and you can't
But she does
back.
Have a daddy.
I don't have that relationship.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Would you like me to keep going?
You want me to...
It's pretty long.
No, that's enough. We get the picture.
Oh, I mean, it's your talk. You know?
Yeah, but you don't have to play them all. I mean,
with her anymore, I don't ever think I will.
But you guys are bummed out by this?
That bums me out.
Educational.
It makes me take her so much more seriously because of the sweatshirt she's wearing.
Has anybody seen my pants?
I know.
I get very empathetic when I see somebody wearing a shirt like that.
Clearly, she regrets her decision with that. Yeah.
Yeah, but she made that choice.
Right. Put on your Dave and Buster's jacket.
It's,
like a respectable TikToker, you fuck. I know. Like, she's learned nothing.
Happening?
The sweatshirt
nothing.
Is nothing. Yeah. She may as well have her pussy on the thing.
Yeah.
Does it still make you, are you able to jerk off to her in VR porn?
No.
No.
No, never.
No. Well, you don't like brunettes.
I'm not attracted to this person at all. And even less so now, hearing about your fucking problems. So... Yeah.
It's not sorry.
Hot.
Yeah. But this, but that's the girl from 50 Shades of Grey, right? Is that Dakota Johnson? I thought that I didn't know that she did go into it after that. It's not her. Gosh, I really don't know a lot.
It's a really good start, Christina.
You got it. Nadav is like, this is by far the saddest TikTok we've ever seen.
I think it made me the saddest. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is theirs.
family.
Because everything else like grosses me out or I can't watch it. Like this one's like, oh.
This is worse than like cave diving. We've been into that.
Well, that's anxiety. It's all different emotions. Like that's it. Like your TikToks just hit like everything on the spectrum.
It's true. It's true.
You don't want to hear your porn stars talk about their actual problems. You want
It's not necessarily
their
even
mouth
the porn
to be full, so you don't have to hear them say anything.
Anyone saying this stuff, it would be sad. It doesn't matter that she's a porn star.
Yeah,
but you guys, we didn't know that doing porn was bad. So now she's also letting you know, don't do it. It's bad.
Separate the art from the artist, though.
Yeah.
Teach a class.
Don't do it. Oh, there you go. Oh. This one's cool.
Oof.
Hey, is that the tattoo from that lady's hand? Yeah. That's what it turned out.
Oh my god,
no.
That's totally him. Totally looks like him.
It's like they'd be like, oh, I didn't know you started dating this guy. You're dating Jerry?
Jerry. Great word. Great name. Oh,
but don't you love his energy? I just, I love him.
Of course.
Well, that's because ugly people have personalities, you know?
Yeah.
And if you're like really fucked up looking, you develop some shit
like you
this.
Develop a good personality.
You either shut down and live inside and they have to cut the wall down to get you out of the house, or you do some shit like this. And you're
become
like,
fun.
I'm sexy.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if your mother's riding in your arms, cunt. I'm serious. I don't give a shit. We've had guys, their wife is giving birth. As God is my witness. He's a doctor, Dr. Joe.
Dr.
Push,
Joe.
Honey. Oh, yeah, Dan. I got push, honey. Push, push. I don't give a shit. Nobody, don't you understand? Nobody cares about all the trials and tribulations of your fucking weak, cut lives. Don't you understand that? What the fuck do I have to do here? You fucking morons.
Is this from Succession?
This is a business coach. Isn't that amazing?
No, it's
People are paying real money. For this guy to talk to you
about he's been on the show.
How to be a successful business person.
Okay.
Yeah. You fucking weak cunts. I don't care if your mother died in your arms. Yeah.
Look at that lady in the front.
Look at her.
Mm. Lady. She's like,
should I be writing this down?
This is so good. I'm going to watch it again. It's so good. I fucking love
I'm
it.
Very
I don't give a
motivated.
Fuck if your mother died in your arms, you cunt. I'm serious. I don't give a shit. We've had guys, their wife is giving birth. As God is my witness. He's a doctor, Dr. Joe. Push, honey. Oh, yeah, Dan. I got push, honey. Push, push. I don't give a shit. Nobody, don't you understand? Nobody cares about all the trials and tribulations of your fucking weak, cut lives. Don't you understand that? What the fuck do I have to do here? You fucking morons.
Here's the thing about Dan Pena, though. He says this shit and everyone's like, oh my God. And then you break it down and you're like, you know, he's right.
He's right.
No, he's absolutely right.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody gives a fuck about you. Yeah. It's like, remember when I remember seeing a clip of you talking about whenever you post something good that happened to you, people go, must be nice. It's like, yeah, it is fucking nice because I worked my ass off. And maybe if you didn't have a loser mentality, you wouldn't. Be woeing like, oh, woe is me.
Yeah,
stay
only,
in your house and shut the fuck up.
It's only losers to get upset about that.
Yeah, losers.
Yeah.
Losers.
It's true.
Yeah.
Get him, Sarah.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
No, I know. It's because you're tough and resilient because you're a comic and that's what it takes.
If you go into like the business, like anywhere, but let's say and you're like, you know, my dad died when they're like, no, I don't give two shits. He's like, he's right. Like, it doesn't matter what your story is. Are you going to fucking move forward and get something done or not?
Right.
And he just says it with a bunch of colorful language.
In a pinstripe suit. Yeah.
In his castle in Scotland.
But I respond to this way more. And I feel like Nadav, you and I, coming from immigrant backgrounds, like, don't you respond to this kind of shit more than soft language?
I mean, I did. Yeah. If someone's like super nice to me, I don't trust them. It's like, especially if just a stranger right off. Like when I moved to Texas, it was a real culture shock. It's just like, wait, what?
What are you talking about?
You just want to know how my day is? What the fuck do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I respond to this kind of cruelty. I like it.
Yeah, it reminds me of like a football coach, you know?
Yeah.
Like coaches who are like, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, okay.
Well, guess you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If like you, or like you can just sit there and cry, you weak duck.
Pussy.
You may not want to be my toilet, but you'd love to see what's in there after I've been in there.
Oh.
Especially at the moment, it'd be a nice, long, runny poo.
I thought we were about to see it.
Oh, sure.
They don't let you show it on TikTok.
I love TikTok.
Yeah. He doesn't have teeth.
Remember that cum face girl?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They pulled her off. They don't let you on.
Yeah, that's strike. She was covered in jizz, but she was like, have a great day. And she didn't say anything about it. And they still took it down her
phone. Yeah.
You can't even say the word sex on TikTok. They'll take you down.
You can't say sex?
No. You have to use a different word, coded language. They'll pull down everything. Yeah.
Would you agree that there's nothing like a great
pants.
Like a man that really knows how to give a kiss, you know?
Yes.
Gentlemen, the art of the kiss is being lost in our modern time.
Sarah, look.
You need to
understand
a woman is soft and gentle, and she wants to be loved.
Move in with a kiss, Sarah.
Because you're only going to get one first kiss. And if you want to be invited
Southern,
for a second
from Calhoun?
One, you got to make this first one count.
Mm-hmm.
Easily nibble on her lip. And then once you move inside.
He's not doing any of that, though.
Back and forth as if you're painting on canvas.
As if you're redoing a Jesus photo. Just sloppy.
She's got a great kisser on her hands.
I'm going to fucking barf.
He's got a skill
set. I'd rather watch puking.
You got to just put it on the fizzy drinks guy. No fizzy drinks today. Just look up that guy on Twitter or on TikTok.
You can use this.
Use the hat.
To blind him some.
What? Wait, no.
This is self-defense hat.
These are white guys that do martial arts. I love white guys who teach you martial arts.
Skip.
Wearing a hat. So.
I'm wearing a hat.
You can use this.
Sure.
To blind him some.
It's sweaty. Yucky. It's not even a
Depending
big hat.
Depending on how you're wearing it, of course, if it's back.
Oh.
You can just move it straight and throw it at him.
Jack Reacher taught me that.
And of course, it's important to keep your hat, so.
Oh, yeah, don't lose your hat.
Don't lose your hat. Hats are very valuable.
Yeah. We all only have one.
It's true.
No one's got more than one hat.
It wasn't the hat that twisted that guy's arm and pushed him on the ground.
The hat helped.
It's just a distraction.
The hat did it.
It's called an assist. The hat gave him an assist.
It's a distraction.
Exactly.
You got a distraction.
I wish he was like, if you're wearing a watch, and he takes it off and he just throws the watch in the guy's face.
I just wanted to see.
What time?
It is
Hold
time to
second.
Kick your ass.
Takes a minute to loosen it up. There we go.
Sure.
And
Sarah.
Voila. Now what?
So easy. Now what are you gonna do?
Now.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. You're dead.
Time. And the time in the 13 seconds it took me to get my watch off.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is completely toast.
You had time to think about how I was gonna murder you.
I have a question for you.
Yes. Okay.
The life partner, your life partner, your baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say this is before you had kids. You're just dating. And he's an ideal man in every way. He's your dream partner.
Yeah.
But he loves nunchucks. And he's really into nunchucks. And he does the shit in your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always like, once a day, look at my routine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a deal breaker?
Wow, is that a deal breaker?
It's not like he's a Jesus freak.
I don't think it is
because it would give me so much material.
Yeah.
Like the way that going to his rec league basketball games has given me hours of material. Uh-huh. Now I have to stop going because they go, we always know you're here because we can hear you laughing. And I go, oh, whoops. But I feel like I would stay with him for the bit, just so I could talk about it on stage. So for me personally, it is not a deal breaker. Yeah. There are so many other things I should have left him for.
Sure.
Nunchucks would be the last.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what about you? If Tom was like, I'm getting into nunchucks.
I mean, I feel like the cold plunge is his nunchucks right now. And the VR goggles are a real pussy dryer. So... No, I like nunchucks are masculine.
Yeah.
I think dolls would be a deal breaker or figurines. If he were to collect like Star Wars figurines and that
action
kind
figures.
Of collecting.
Yeah, I know some guys like that.
I don't like that.
They're not really men, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
What about Legos?
Oh,
that's gay as fuck.
Dude.
No.
When I got off the plane in Austin yesterday, I'm going through the airport. There's a Lego
store.
No, machine, like a vending machine that sells Lego things to put together. I'm like, on a plane? That seems like the very last place
for a kid.
Yeah.
I think, deal breaker for me? A Disney adult.
Oh, Disney adults are
I'd be like, no, bro.
Yeah, they're a lot. Yeah, there you go.
I don't like that.
Oh, when
I got a wrap.
You got a wrap.
I got a wrap.
Oh.
Don't forget to check out the special 44 on YouTube. It is always a joy.
So good to see you, Sarah T. I love you.
Next time, it'll be in Chicago at our new location in the Sears Tower.
Our newer studio.
But thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
It's always great to see you.
It's always nice.
Bye-bye. See you guys next time.
Bye, Mommy.
This is Captain Marcel. My sister went down to the mountain.
You might be a TikTok.
I gotta save my sister. Bye. Tell everybody I'll be back. I need a backup. I'll see you later, bye.
Just waiting for my lunch. I ordered a buffalo burger. My dinner. I ordered a buffalo burger. My dinner. I ordered a buffalo burger.
Cause I got the movies.